Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. Dawn's topic today:
might I have a word?
Look for Dawn of a New Day in the McCook Daily Gazette. Now here's Dawn with today's program.
The high country on the western slope, just over the mountain, as Sunny Poole used to say, can be a lonely place, especially in the dead of winter, especially if you're laid off work, especially if your wife and children take off for an extended visit with family. That's where my friend Sunny's husband found himself many years ago, long before we knew them. With no television reception, crackling radio waves, and the distractions afforded by two small children and a wife silenced, Lee was alone like he'd never been alone before. With nothing but his own thoughts and troubles to torment him, he sat himself down in his recliner and made up his mind to read the Bible, from page one to page done. Not a church-going man, the label religious simply did not apply to Lee. But as he turned to each page, a remarkable thing happened, and within those pages, he found Jesus. His life would never be the same. In today's fast-paced environment with cell phones and the internet providing the opportunity for communication no matter the time of day and no matter the miles, it's hard to find this same level of solitude. Therefore, when it comes, do not run for it, nor seek to hide from it. It may just be that the Lord would have a word with you. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Lamentations 3:28. Well-educated, well-spoken, and utterly self-reliant, my late friend Ralph would good-naturedly endure his wife's spiritual side, even accompanying her to church, finding there a welcome social outlet after retirement. He, however, was far too sophisticated and far too intelligent to buy into that whole resurrection story, let alone bend his knee to an unseen God. Until he entered the hospital for a routine test, endured innumerable surgeries, and woke from a weeks-long coma where he had, against all odds, encountered that unseen God. His life would never be the same. In a society where education is of preeminent value, those who pursue knowledge to the exclusion of all else sometimes too easily abandon the simple things of life. Believing that man has advanced beyond silly superstitions or cleverly cast fairy tales, our arrogance supplants humility, and knowledge masquerades as wisdom. When weakness overcomes ability, when dignity is all but gone, do not despair nor give up too soon. It may just be that the Lord would have a word with you. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. Lamentations 3:29. At first, we were just excited to be headed home. After 3 long months of misery, once again on the spur of the moment, we sought to undo what we had done, admittedly on the spur of the moment, back in November. It was just this time of year. A bitter wind blew and snow covered the ground and swirled across the road. The annual State of the Union address by then-President Ford was the catalyst for change, and Danny and I, along with arguably the world's ugliest dog, Melissa, limped our 1968 red Volkswagen hatchback toward home, leaving a noticeable trail of motor oil to mark our passage. We watched the western horizon with hungry eyes, anxious to once again see the mighty Rockies dominate it, and a cheer went up at first glimpse. It was then our unease descended. We'd traveled through the night, trading our portable black-and-white television for 10 quarts of oil and a tank of gas in Goodland, but now that the journey was nearly at an end, Danny's foot kept easing up on the accelerator. As signs of civilization replaced open prairie, the debate began. This was not going to be a happy homecoming. And though we longed to see much-loved faces, we began to tremble, wondering what kind of reception awaited two young, impetuous, oft-times rebellious children, especially after this latest escapade. Much like the prodigal son, we knew full well that any wrath proffered was wrath earned. We ended up driving around the city for hours, unable to decide where to go. Friends and family abounded, But for the first time since leaving our little bungalow on Oxford the previous November, the enormity of what we had done, and all that we had thrown away, began to weigh on our collective conscience. With empty pockets and an empty gas tank, we threw ourselves on the mercy of Danny's eldest sister, and although there was no fatted calf nor fine robes, hot showers and supper sufficed. We'd left Denver sure and certain of our future, sure and certain of our ability to take care of ourselves and succeed no matter what, and returned, humbled, subdued, and of all things, pregnant. Our lives would never be the same. When disgrace came, we could not flee. We had to face the music and take our medicine, because the Lord definitely had a word for us. Let him offer his cheek to one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. Lamentations 3:30. Do not fill the silence. Do not spurn wisdom. Do not hide from your sin. Perchance the Lord has a word for you. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3, 25-26.
You have just heard Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. You can read Dawn of a New Day in the Wednesday edition of the McCook Daily Gazette. Dawn of a New Day is aired every Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. only on KNGN.
If you have any questions or comments, please email us at goodnews@mccooknet.com. This has been a production of KNGN 1360 AM. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. for Dawn of a New Day.